Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming another episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got another community check-in show here for your Saturday to get you through the weekend. Maybe you have a long run, or even worse, you got to cut the grass this weekend. Either way, some fun Disney talk headed your way. The show was originally recorded back on Sunday night, May 10th, 2020, and this was a Sunday night open line. We talk all things Walt Disney World trip planning. We talk great memories. We talk about how all these changes are going to affect our future vacations. So we hope that you enjoy all the fun Disney talk. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. You can also support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. Finally, you can become a patron of the show and get some extra exclusive content. We have a good time over there, and it's a great way to show your love for the podcast. Just drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. Or we could be called the post show for the Disney sing-along. That's right, but I promise you, I will not sing tonight. Well, you know what? I really shouldn't promise that. I typically do sing sometimes and sing very poorly, but I will try to limit myself. And if you call in, we will have, it'll be like the gong show. If you try to sing, if you're a great singer, we might let you roll. If you're a bad singer, we might have to cut you off. We'll have to see. And that is a reference that some of you might not get because you're too young. You youngins, we're going to have a good time. It's Sunday night. It is open line. Of course, first of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I hope you had a great, a relaxing day. This is probably, for most of the folks here in the United States, one of the colder Mother's Days on record. I know it's pretty chilly around here in St. Louis. It did get up to 60 this afternoon. It topped out there. But, man, we had a howling wind all day. It was chilly with that wind chill. So, a lot of things. You can't go outside anyway for the most part. So, hopefully you just stayed inside, got to spend some time with your family, and maybe got to FaceTime with the extended family. I know here in St. Louis, the girls, got Pam her Mother's Day present. Paige made Pam this really awesome welcome sign for our new house. It's a stand that leans against the wall by the front door. I would say it's probably 6 feet tall. I'll have to put a picture on Instagram. But she made this all herself, went to the hardware store, got the lumber, stained it, got these letters, attached them, decorated it with bows and stuff. And we also bought Pam. She's been wanting, because in our neighborhood, we moved to this new neighborhood last July. And we have a kind of a teeny tiny covered front porch, which we've always wanted a covered front porch. That's like the American dream, right? It's not real big, but everybody in the neighborhood has like rocking chairs or, like a little chair, like outdoor furniture set with like a little table on it. We're like the only ones with a blank, empty front porch at this point. So we solved that today. Paige found a nice set with two chairs and a little end table for the front porch. So we got that done. Pam got that. They put it together today. It's on the front porch. The shame of it is it's so cold you really can't sit outside. It's not going to be warm again until Thursday. So we'll get to that this weekend, but Pam liked that. We just had, literally, I just ran down the steps from our traditional. This is what we typically do with Pam's side of the family, her sisters and her mom. We all go to a restaurant here in St. Louis called the Old Spaghetti Factory. I don't know if you have those in other cities, but we always go to the Old Spaghetti Factory. It's in the Chesterfield Valley here in St. Louis. Of course, St. Louis County is still under a stay-at-home order. I'm across the river in St. Charles, so our stuff is back open. So we got takeout and had the Old Spaghetti Factory, so I got to have my lasagna about 15 minutes ago. So if I fall asleep during the show, it's because I'm in a pasta coma, just so you know. Also, an interesting thing that happened here around my neck of the woods today is that in Cottleville, which is literally across the street from where I live, I could probably throw a baseball from my house and hit Cottleville. Speaking of baseball, they had a baseball tournament this weekend, so things are starting to get back to normal a little bit here in St. Charles County. They had a 2014 baseball tournament ages 9 to 14 with modifications. They had social distancing on the benches, no bleachers for the fans. The umpire was behind the pitcher. No stealing. There's all kinds of rules. But, I mean, 12-year-olds going to be 12-year-olds. They did get. I saw some pictures. They got a little close sometimes. But, you know, I think things are going to have to turn the corner, so it's kind of good to see that. Oh, they do have Old Spaghetti Factory up in Toronto. That's so good. My wife loves the Mizithra, I think. It's like a white pasta. It's real salty. It's got, like, garlic on it, but, man, it's so good. I had one bite, and now I'm, like, dying of thirst. But, of course, I always go for the lasagna. That's what I always do. All right, so hope you had a great Mother's Day. So you can call in and tell about your Mother's Day excitement. What did you do? What did you get as a gift? Did your kids make you something? I thought that was really cool that, you know, Paige, even at 23, put this all together, this awesome sign. It looks great. If you ever swing by the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios out front, you'll see it. It's huge. You can't miss it. And it's just really cool. Again, you know, Paige made her gifts when she was two or three and still doing it at 23. So that was a pretty special gift for Mother's Day. So hope all the mothers out there had a great Mother's Day. And most importantly, you got to reach out to your kids, and your kids reached out to you. Hopefully that was something that happened today. So again, today it is Open Line Sunday night. We're going to talk Disney. Here's some of the topics we talked about this past weekend. We talked about celebrity sightings at Walt Disney World. If you didn't get a chance to get in on that one, let us know. What famous people have you seen besides Len Testa at Walt Disney World or on a Disney cruise or any Disney destination? We also talked about if you could sit and kind of take over the body of any audio animatronic at Walt Disney World, which one would it be? I picked the dad in Carousel of Progress. I'd love to kind of sit up there, tell some stories, and see, you know, what everything looks like from that perspective. I think that'd be very, also kind of eavesdrop on the audience. What are they saying about me? What are they sleeping? What are they doing? So what would you do there? And also we talked about, what was the other thing we talked about? Oh, last night or a couple nights ago, we talked about when we get back to Walt Disney World and the parks reopen, what are going to be your first three things to do? Your first restaurant, your first snack, and your first attraction. Anything else is out open. You know, we can talk Disney. We can talk life in general. We just have a good time hanging out here for about an hour every night. All right, phone lines are open, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And on the back end there, that's actually WDW5. If you have letters on your phone, which I don't even know. I haven't looked at my iPhone lately. Do they still have the letters? I don't know. I'll have to look. So again, 407-413-9395. Folks tuned in from all over the world, the UK, all across the States, coast to coast, Portland, Maine, to out in California and, you know, New York and places in between. So we're getting our first caller, and it is Alfred. Alfred, happy Sunday, buddy.
It What's is. Going on?
Yes. What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
Hanging in. I just ate like a whole order of lasagna, and it was big. I ate the sucker in like 12 minutes. It's not going to be good.
Geez.
But the show was going to start. I couldn't miss my people. I was going to be late.
No. Whew. Nope. So I watched the sing-along tonight, and it was very good.
I saw on Twitter, I didn't get to watch it, but I saw they did the song Baby Mine, right, from Dumbo. I love that song.
Yes.
Oh, I love that
song. Yes. Katy Perry did it.
Nice. She's a firework.
She was so good. Nice. I'll just say that.
I don't
want to spoil it.
Do they not put those things on Disney Plus?
Yes. Tomorrow it should be there.
I was going to say, that'd be a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus it's on the ABC app.
Nice.
So it's around. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I hope they do a volume 3 because it's a lot of fun.
What if they asked us to do a volume 3? They're going to just like, I'll put the video feed. I'll sing the first song. Alfred will take over with a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Sure.
And then the next caller sings, I don't know, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And we have a Be Our Guest podcast meeting.
They did that tonight. So wait, did they do that tonight? No. They did that the first one. You'll Be in My Heart Tonight.
Oh my God. I love that song too.
I will pick the song.
Okay, good.
Trust me. I'll do it.
That's a good topic. What would be your song if the sing along called you?
Oh geez. Oh gosh, that's a hard one because there's so many amazing songs from the Disney catalog.
For real. No kidding. I don't know what mine would be. Mine might be Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. I'm kind of optimistic like that, and it's a theme park song.
Yeah. But does it have to be a theme park song?
No, it doesn't. It could be any from a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what I would pick. I'd have to really think hard about that one.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we'll do that next week. Yeah. What would be your sing-along?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Sing-along song. What's your jam? I like that. We could even do that tonight.
Yeah.
Your first caller. Yeah. We're not at the end of the show. We're at the beginning.
Right. We could do that. Maybe I would do something from Frozen.
Dude, you're risky.
Oh, because I love. You gotta. I know. I love that movie.
Got to be a singer, man.
I would probably do "Let It Go."
Oh, look out!
I would do "Let It Go."
Heads up, heads up.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know that's that song's divisive, man. You're either gonna have people loving you or hating you.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, they'll like me.
Everybody loves Alfred. If you sing "Let It Go," you might lose all your status.
Yeah, but I have the sheet music for it, so I'll be fine.
I'll have anything.
I think I have it. I should.
I just used to scream it, you know, 10 years ago when the original movie came out. That's all we heard in this house, or the old house.
That's all I played in my house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and Jennifer
says, I'm the biggest kid there is.
That's good. Yeah. Now you got pal Mickey hanging with you, too. So Jennifer says John Legend and Jennifer Hudson killed Beauty and the Beast. I got to check this out now. I like that song.
I agree to a point, but I felt Jennifer Hudson missed some of the notes.
Oof, you're rough, man. You're like Simon Cowell.
I'm very rough. Yeah, I'm worse.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
And Sabrina Carpenter at the end, she did the song from Peter Pan, Mother and Mine, I think, or Mother and Me. I forget what it's called. I didn't like that one at all. I actually turned it off before it ended.
Whew, you are rough.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't sing. I know it. I like to sing, but I can't sing. So.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I've never been told not to stop. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I live with two daughters and a wife. I've been told to stop multiple times a day, every morning in the shower, basically.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'll be in the car with friends, and I'm singing, let me sing, so there must be something good for that.
Or they're just really good friends, and they don't want to hurt your feelings. That's how my friends don't care. They'll just crush
you. No, my friends will do the same. They don't care.
Same. That's when you know the good friends. I crush
Scott. Because they know I won't listen to them. That's the other thing.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so is there anything from this past week we're talking about? What do we got?
I don't know. I was thinking of something. And it wasn't really this week that we talked about it.
Doesn't matter.
Remember, I think a few weeks ago when we talked about a show or an attraction you wish would come back.
Yes.
Or, you know, being nostalgic. And I was thinking of another one. And I'm like, yes. The Hunchback of Notre Dame stage show.
I never saw that, but I was at the studios when that was there, but never went to see it. And I've never seen the movie.
Oh, my God. One of the best shows. Ever.
Huh.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've never seen the movie, never seen the show, but on the cruise line, they have a portion of one of the shows that has that song from Hunchback with Quasimodo, and he's like climbing up the tower.
Yes.
Like, I want to cry. Like, I don't even know the context, and like just that song makes me like want to cry.
I know.
But I don't even know. I guess I need some context. I should watch the movie so I know, like, why is it making me
you
so
really
emotional?
Should.
I know I should. I need to do that. There's a lot of
you
need
to now this week take one movie a day and watch them.
I should. I know, but then I end up watching old football games of Mizzou. I watched a football game today of Mizzou that I was at last November, and I knew we lost, and it made me angry that Saturday when I was at the stadium. And here I go. I watched it again this morning, and I'm like, why am I watching this? I'm getting mad again. Like, I know we lose. I was there.
It's too funny.
Stupid. Anyway.
But yes, you need to watch. Did you watch Moana yet?
I did, and I like that movie a lot.
That was great, yes. I haven't seen Zootopia yet, but I know that that's a great one.
That just doesn't feel like a Disney movie to me for some reason. I don't know why. It seems more like a Universal
movie. But the song from it is amazing.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Shakira does it. Try Everything.
Wait.
Actually, that's the song we might have to do.
Hang on now. Is this same?
It's very hard.
The same Shakira that was shaking it in the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of cartoon is this?
Try Everything is a really good song. It's a very upbeat and positive.
I'll check it out.
But there's a lot of words, and she goes fast. So it's a tough one.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you this, though. Speaking of, like, movies and stuff to watch. Last night, somebody tweeted out, or a couple nights ago, I think it was a couple nights ago. It was Friday night. Somebody tweeted out that they saw some of our Be Our Guest podcast lizards, the running squad. They weren't featured or anything, but they did a show called Disney Insider on Disney Plus. It was about Run Disney. It's just a little segment, about 10 minutes with this one really cool cast member. But in the background, it showed some B-roll of, you know, the start of the half marathon. You saw the lappins going by. Yeah, so that was really cool. There's so much good stuff on Disney Plus. I need to jump in that more.
You are famous.
I'm not famous. It was the Lappins, man. They're famous. He's the one that puts everything together, makes us look good. He does the shirts and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you're being represented.
It makes me happy. Trust me. I was like, yes. That was so exciting. Trust me. I get excited. Don't worry.
Yeah. So today here was beautiful.
Nice.
It was like 65.
Better than here.
No wind.
Super windy here.
Yeah. Yesterday was such a drastic change from yesterday. Forget it.
Well, you deserve it. It's actually going to be cold here until Thursday. Then it's going to be like 85. So bring on Thursday. My hammock's ready.
Yeah, we're going to be mild pretty much for the week. Upper 50s, low 60s.
Oh, you know what?
It's going to be nice.
Real quick before I cut you loose, because other people are calling in. Last night I didn't give my snack. I never did. I did my other stuff.
Yeah.
My snack is going to be the ooey gooey butter cake ice cream cone at Ample Hills. I just want to throw that in before I forgot.
Wow.
And I want to get your, does that work for you? Is that a good snack? Well, you know what though?
I've never had it.
Okay. You've never had it, but see, here's the thing.
No.
And I know they're talking about like bankruptcy and stuff like that. I mean, I hope they don't go out of business, but you guys have that in New York, right? That's a place that's based out of New York, I think. I heard that from somebody. Yeah, Ample Hills is like a New York thing. I didn't know that.
So, oh, yeah, I didn't know that either.
God, if I had one near here, I'd be 700 pounds. I'd be featured on TLC.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for real. It'd be bad. I'm glad we don't have one here. All right, Alfred.
We'll be there together.
Me and you, buddy. We got to get out of this quarantine, man. All I'm doing is eating.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's the same with me. I'm ready to heat up my... stuffed croissant from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, we got donuts this morning for Pam, and there's a lot of good ones still in that box. Oh, killing me.
Why do we always talk food?
I know, every time it gets to this. All right, Alfred, I'm going to cut you loose, buddy, so have a good Saturday night. We'll talk Tuesday.
Yep.
See you later, my friend.
Have a good one.
Go eat. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
There's Alfred right there, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Who knew Alfred was our resident Simon Cowell? Maybe he could have played the role of the American Idol experience over at the studios. Sounds like he would have done a nice job sitting up at that table. You know, you have the Paul lookalike with the soda cup and the kind of crazy blonde lady. And then you got Alfred. And he just, I guess you could say he brings you back down to earth after you sing. How many people miss that show? I miss that show a lot. I wasn't really an American Idol fan. I didn't watch it regularly. I mean, I kind of got in on it like that very first season with Kelly Clarkson. I thought that was pretty neat, but never really watched Idol. But something about that show, and even the Frozen sing along that's in there now, it's better than it gets credit for. I want to say with the American Idol experience, part of the deal that made that awesome was like when Mark Daniels would jump in there and kind of warm up the crowd before the actual show started. He'd get everybody raising the roof and telling them how to work the scoring system on the armrest and, you know, how to encourage folks when you liked what you heard. It really did have the feel of an actual filming of a TV show. And then here's the thing I really liked about this show. We could talk about this tonight too. Over at the studios, like with this American Idol experience, and I'm resetting Skype, so if you just tried to call back here in a second. With the American Idol experience, no kidding. Like, I would see that a lot. I'd make sure I went to at least one show every day, and I'd always try to get to the finale show. But the thing was, so many times. I'd be blown away by the talent. Like, oh my gosh, this is just a guest in the park. And I know some people probably went there trying to get the golden ticket or whatever, but I was shocked at how great people could sing in that show. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa, sticking with New York.
Yes.
How are you?
So, hey, real quick, did you like American Idol experience at the studios?
I did. I got to do that once. I've heard that if you, like, I never got to participate, but I did, like, watch it once. I've heard that if you do get selected, it's, you know, very time-consuming during the day.
Yep.
But I definitely have singing on my mind, though, because I've, the fun fact, I guess, I've, especially like in school and just like when I was younger, was involved in like singing and singing competitions and theater and stuff like that. So I'm trying to think, what would my song be if we do have a big Be Our Guest podcast?
Yeah, what's it going to be? What is it?
Putting me on the spot there. Okay. So in the past, I have sung from Hunchback Notre Dame, God Help the Outcast. But I'm a big Susan Egan fan. Susan Egan's the voice of Meg in Hercules, and she was the original Belle on Broadway. So I might have to do Home from the Beauty and the Beast Broadway edition, or I Won't Say I'm in Love from Hercules.
Good. So, you know, one of my, those are good songs. You know, I just, something just popped into my head. You know, another really good song that I really like, and it's from, dang, it just slipped my mind. It's Enchanted, and it's called.
Oh.
What's that? It's the most popular song from that movie. It's
That's How You Know, the one like That's How You Know.
No, that it's like the slower love song. No, it's it's killing me now. I love that. Every time it comes on, like on hold.
Yeah, okay.
It's
the only one I can think of is That's How You Know.
Yeah, I know that's a good song. But this one is maybe it's not from Enchanted. I think it's from Enchanted. It's like the love theme. From Enchanted.
Wait, it's not the one from, you're not thinking Tangled, right?
No.
See the Light.
No, that's a good song, too, though. I love Tangled. Tangled's got the best visuals. I love the lantern scene is one of the best scenes in any Disney movie.
If you have the chance, which I know you probably should, because we're all home more, the Tangled TV series is on Disney Plus. It's awesome. It's like one of those cartoon series, like similar in quality to classic 90s cartoons where, you know, kids can love it, but there's also, you know, it's like adults can definitely like really relate to like the deeper themes, and it's great. The original cast too, voices, everyone.
I got the song. I looked it up on Apple Music. You know what? You want a funny fact about that animated Tangled series? One of the animators listens to our show.
Really? Yes, oh, I'm so glad I shouted out. Oh,
yes,
I'm so glad.
I got to hang with her at Disney Springs. We watched when the drones were at Disney Springs for that brief moment during the Christmas season of 2016, 17. She came up and we hung out that night. And she's one of the animators. She's up in Canada. And she's on Twitter.
Oh,
she's very active on Twitter. So I'll give you her Twitter account. I looked it up. It's called So Close by John McLaughlin. I love that song.
Oh,
So Close. It's got great lyrics. I can't sing. It's a great song though.
I want to watch Enchanted.
Yeah, it's called it's like So Close to our famous happy ending. It's like just the lyrics are awesome. I don't know. That's just one of my songs. I wouldn't sing it, no way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's a good song.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad I gave it a plug. I mean, Tangled series is amazing. And it's all like original songs by Alan Menken and all that. And I could talk about that all night, but bore all the people that haven't seen it. I don't want to spoil anything because I want everyone to watch it.
I just remember her name too. That listens. Her name's Alexis Leonis. If you ever look for her on Twitter, she's awesome and she's really young. Like I mean, everybody's young to me, but I'm like, God, you animate for Disney? How cool is that? And she talked about how she did her hair on one of the episodes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like the star of the show. Like, I mean, you know, you're not doing like a tree. You're doing like, you know, Rapunzel's hair. That's sweet.
That's amazing. Yes. I will look her up on Twitter.
Totally.
But yeah, so thinking of, I guess, Disney music now, but another topic that I was thinking of just in general, because I don't know if there's been a show specifically about this, but it was partially inspired by when you and Pam and Ricky just did the show about like Trapped in Echo Lake. And, and I really love that show, by the way.
Cool,
but just trying to think like, it, you know, applying that to every park. You know, like if you had to pick, like, let's say you're on your vacation and you're spending, let's say you get one solid day in each park, like, but you have to stay in one section. So if you're in Animal Kingdom, maybe you just pick Africa. if you're in Hollywood Studios, maybe you just pick Galaxy's Edge, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that could be a fun topic, kind of like picking your land for the day.
Yeah, totally. You know, here's the thing, too, about that show is when we first got this idea, we started the first show, it was like Trapped in Tomorrowland or something. It was like over 5 years ago is when we started that. And the thing was, is that when I was a kid and we would go to Six Flags, and even when I first started going to Walt Disney World, things were so different because we would actually, you know, you would basically go into a land, either it's like our Six Flags was broken up into like Britannia or something, you know, it was like a British section of the park, old Chicago, you know, just different geographical locations around the park. And like Gotham City was the New York, like where the Batman ride was and so forth. But the thing was, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when you went to a theme park, I think what a lot of people did was you would exhaust that whole land. You would do everything in that land and then move on to the next land, you know, and you would just kind of work your way through the park throughout the day. Where nowadays, you know, I don't think anybody pays any attention. Like I go from Pirates to Big Thunder to Wedway People Mover. You know, I'm not in a land, and I probably don't do two or three attractions in a land before moving on. It's all based on fast passes and where I want to eat a snack. And I mean, you know, it's not like that anymore, but if you really forced it to kind of like in the old days, I think that's when you would discover kind of the hidden, you know, treasures of a land, you know, not your e-tickets and also your snacks and, you know, cool places to sit and just watch people go by. You know, I kind of miss those days, you know, we could just slow down and see everything a land has to offer.
Yeah, exactly. Or if it's kind of forced on you for other reasons, like on my last trip, there was one day in Magic Kingdom where like we had fast passes and all that, but the crowds were it was just so packed. So just getting in line for anything that wasn't something we already had a fast pass for would have been crazy. So it was a day where we really were like, you know what, let's do the rides and attractions that won't really have a wait. Like we did Country Bears, we did Tiki Room, we did Carousel Progress, you know, those types of attractions that a lot of us Disney fans love and appreciate, but we don't always make time for them, you know, like, cause they're not usually like the major headliners, but they're still fun and they're still, you know, worth doing, and they're all air conditioned. So that's also a fun thing.
And here's the thing too about that. Like when I go through say a Swiss Family Treehouse, or I take the time to, you know, explore the backside of the Moroccan Pavilion or look at the exhibitions in Japan at Epcot or, you know, what have you, go into, you know, One Man's Dream at the studios. When I come out of those things, I'm always like, yeah, I never come out and say, man, I know why I didn't do that for 10 years. That was dumb. Like when I come out, I always say, why did I wait 5 visits since I've done this? You know, like why has it been so long? Because I tend to enjoy those things at least equally with the, you know, the e-tickets that I do every single trip. Like a ride on Pirates is awesome. Same for Jungle Cruise. But like going into the Enchanted Tiki Room, when I do it and I don't do it as often as I should, I walk out and I say, wow, that was a lot of fun. You know, it was good. That was a good 12 minutes. It was fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I think it kind of like, for me, it depends on the day and depends on the park, if I'm better or worse at that. Like in Animal Kingdom, for instance, in the Africa section of the park, there's always that like live entertainment with the music. Yes. I kind of always try to make a point of stopping for that because I just love that area. And I pretty much, I'm sure I've brought up probably a dozen times by now how much I love Animal Kingdom. And I only do that because I know a lot of people skip it if they have their trip sometimes. But like it's the park they skip if they have to pick one. But I don't know, the atmosphere and of like parts like that, or even last time we were at Pandora at night and they have the drummers come out. And it's like this whole interactive thing where the crowd's encouraged to like clap their hands and make noise to get the banshees to like respond. Then eventually the crowd, if you get loud enough, the banshees like respond to you. So that's fun too. Like, just being involved in things like that, that aren't, you know, I mean, that's not necessarily why you go to Pandora, but it's a nice fun thing to do if you happen to be there at night.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And you know, that's the thing is that when Disney cut, and again, you know, when we come out of this, things could look a lot different. And I hope this is one of the, and they've done this in the past, you know, Bob Chapek he's been one of the people who's kind of, at least people think he's been behind cutting a lot of the live entertainment, which when they do that, that's like, to me, again, I'm not your first time or one time visitor or once in a decade visitor. I'm your guy who comes down for 3 race weekends and 1 big vacation a year with my family. But, you know, to me, the heartbeat of Walt Disney World is the cast members. And what stands out with the cast members, I mean, obviously because they're on stage more, is the live entertainment. It's the Streetmosphere characters. It's the citizens of Main Street USA. It's the, you know, like you said, the drummers in Pandora, or the folks that are, you know, presenting music throughout World Showcase, or the guy who, I know he's been let go, but like, you know, the guy who stacks the chairs in France, like, freaks me out every time. I know there's probably some trick. Oh, he's probably not in danger, but every time I stare and watch him, I'm like, this guy's going to die. This guy's going to die. And I know he knows what he's doing, but it's like, you know, that stuff, even the guy like in Italy that has the whistle, he's like annoying as anything. Like, he blows a whistle, throws, and he has a little gondola boat that he does and throws the ball to everybody. Like, I've seen his show a million times and I still crack up every time because it's the interaction with the guests. So I hope coming out of this, we don't lose that, because to me, that's the heartbeat of Walt Disney World, is that entertainment.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's one of the main things that distinguished Disney World from a lot of other parks, right? Like, so I'm originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and the parks near me were Hershey Park was an hour or so away, Dorney Park, places like that. And those places are all great in their own ways. But, you know, when you go to Disney World, like, in addition to the fact that it's much larger, you know, of course, it's also the fact that you have that level of interaction with cast members and that kind of extra, quote unquote, like, entertainment that, oh, okay, I'm in Hollywood Studios and there are citizens of Hollywood that are, you know, reenacting kind of the type of person you might imagine that from the golden age of Hollywood and, mm-hmm. and things like that. And like, that's kind of what really makes it special. Like, obviously, and the same thing with it's like how the rides also, like, the rides are great, but I always tell people that, you know, for every attraction at Disney, it's about the story too. Like, it's not necessarily like what's the most intense thrill. It's also, yes, like the queue is a story. Like every second of that is an entire story, like down to like you're on Splash Mountain, you know, like you're going along that journey with Brer Rabbit to be thrown to the Briar Patch at the end and then to get out safely. And pretty much every other ride has a story like that, right?
Yeah, totally. You know, and I mean, with Splash Mountain too, I mean, you know, most rides like that would end, you know, at the big hill. You know, you go down the hill, the ride's over. Splash Mountain, it's not. They got to finish the story, you know, even afterwards. So that just makes that point even further. Yeah, it's a great point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I hope when we come back, you know, we have all the same fun stuff. We sure appreciate. I know it could be, you know, they got to do what they got to do because they're not going to lose money. But, you know, they got to remember the heartbeat of Walt Disney World's the cast members. We got to remember that. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
and I'd say Animal Kingdom really quickly. I've actually been wondering, just as like a personal theory of mine, like I think that, you know, how I think there's been rumors of like, oh, like maybe they'll open one park at a time at first. I was kind of thinking that while Magic Kingdom makes the most probably logical sense because it's the most popular park, and especially for first-time visitors, they, you know, they think Disney World, they think Magic Kingdom. But it would be interesting if, hypothetically, the first park was Animal Kingdom, because I feel like, you know, Hollywood Studios, it has pretty much most, if not all, of the hottest attractions at the moment, but it's also the most congested park. Right. So that would be hard to open first. And with Epcot, we've talked in previous shows how, you know, with the construction of Future World and with a lot of the international cast members having to be furloughed, like that would be hard to open up. But I don't know, Animal Kingdom, it also kind of comparable to Epcot, has a lot of space. There's a lot of kind of outdoor things to do. So I don't think they would do that. And I'm not necessarily committing to that as a prediction, but just more like a thought, like it would be interesting. Choice, yeah. Right? If Animal Kingdom was the first part.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that they cannot open Walt Disney World without the studios and without the Magic Kingdom being open. People will not come. I mean, that's just like, that'd be a deal breaker, I think, for most people. So they...
Oh, yeah. That was my other slightly devious theory that...
Yeah, they couldn't
because most people... I mean, like, if you talk to the average person that's never been to Disney, a lot of people just think Magic Kingdom
totally.
Is Disney World, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
They don't even... So if it was just Animal Kingdom, that could control the crowd, maybe. I don't know, because like that again, that might just be the hardcore Disney fans that are just itching for
True.
Disney World in general.
Lots of space.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think that'll happen. I'm just kind of thinking, what could potentially, if they did it that way, what could be a logical park to open based on logistics and things like that.
It's fun to talk
just
about.
A crazy Sunday.
We'll see. We'll have to go back and say May 10th. Marlissa said, "No, that's awesome. So that's a good. That's a good thing to think about." So I'm gonna cut you loose. Got some other people trying to get in, but we'll talk to you Tuesday. Have a good Sunday night.
Yep. Have a good night, and happy Mother's Day to Pam.
You too. Thank you. Yep. Same. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, we got our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, I hear Marlissa again.
Hello, Mar-
hey, who's there?
This is Thomas in Western New York.
Hey, Thomas, what's going on?
Hey, finally getting to one of your live shows here. Missing out on those, so I thought I'd join you tonight. Finally caught it.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for taking some time. It means a lot.
Yeah, not a problem. Was just listening to, obviously, the previous talker here, and it is going to be quite interesting what's the changes are going to be. I'm nervous about it, but at the same time, somewhat excited.
It's exactly how I am. Like, you know, I'm excited, but I mean, I'm cautiously excited. Like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you're when you look forward to the unknown, you're looking forward to something, but like, I hope I don't get excited the wrong way, you know, or get surprised the wrong way. We'll just, we'll have faith. You know, I think things will get back to normal, but it might take a while.
Yeah. The interesting part, and I've read different things here, like you're an annual pass holder. I know that. And then you've got the people who have, I don't even know what you call them there. The ones that have the, access to the, what is it called here? I'm sorry. People that have, access to the properties.
The DVC, the Disney Vacation Club members.
Yeah.
I'm not that. Yeah, trust me. I'm not that. I wish I was.
Sorry about that. But, you know, in one way, I was reading that those DVD and the Fast Pass or pass holders like you are would have full access first. So it's going to be interesting to see what the general public access has up front and initially.
What I was surprised by I shouldn't be surprised, but I was, again, remember, see, I got a slightly different perspective, and I'm very honest about it, because obviously I earned my living helping people plan vacations to Disney destinations. And early on, I decided that, you know, I stick my whole lot in with Disney when it comes to planning vacations. I don't plan trips to Silver Dollar City. I don't do bachelorette parties to Chicago or Vegas. I just do Disney because that's what I like and that's what I love and that's what I know. So, you know, I can only be an asset to my guest if I know the product. And so I go in with that. But the thing is, I want people to go. But I mean, the last thing I want is somebody to go and not have a great experience. But I did see, and of course, Shanghai is opening tomorrow or probably right about now. But they said that the tickets, of course, it's very limited capacity at this point, but all the tickets for opening day went out, sold out in 3 minutes. So that makes me feel like at least there's still some people wanting to go to a Disney park and the demand was there. Now I'm just crossing my fingers. I think we all are, that this turns out okay. You know, they've put so many policies in place, and if this doesn't work, we're going to be in a world of hurt. But we'll have to see over the next week or two how that goes.
Absolutely. You probably don't remember me because you've got a lot of stories and people out there, but we hit Disney back in March and actually missed it by one day. We were the family that went to Fort Wilderness.
That's right.
And like I say, our last day, we pulled out on Saturday morning and the parks closed that Sunday night. So, man, did we get lucky.
No kidding. Yeah, it's just it's such a weird thing, you know. I mean, you know, I think about my life on March 7th. Okay, so March 7th for me, I got up that morning. Of course, you know, I listen to a lot of tech podcasts as well as Disney podcasts and like retro stuff and all that. But on my tech podcast, of course, I heard about this coronavirus coming out of China and about how it may, like, you know, slow the production of the next iPhone. You know, that was like the limit of how it was going to affect, you know, Americans at that point. You know, you might not get your iPhone in September. You might get it in October. Oh, God, Lord help us, you know. Looking back, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I was going to get that one. I'm going to have to wait another 3 weeks. I was like, oh, woe is me. And then, of course, you know, I ran a half marathon here locally on March 7th, you know, with thousands of runners. I mean, seriously, I mean, it was just like normal. Like, it was just we were just jammed in these corrals, running the race. Everybody's high-fiving. Everybody's drinking out of the cups they're passing out, you know. I mean, looking back now, 2 months later, I'm like, how did I survive that? You know, because it's so weird in the world we're in now. But the world changed so fast that week. That week, everything just turned on its head. It's crazy.
Well, and it's weird in the sense that, you know, in some ways, wrongly, we were joking around about it, standing in lines, hanging on the guardrails and things like that. And you think about it today, it's like, why were we joking around? But, you know, sitting there, you know, we're lucky. In fact, when I got back to work, I had people around me saying, he shouldn't be in this office. He was in Florida. And I said, yeah, I was around 100,000 plus. But, you know, I guess I got lucky. But for that week or two, I kept paying attention just for work purposes, making sure that no one publicly was at Disney during the same time frame that I was. And I don't think there was ever a single report that came out of Disney that anybody was had gotten it. So, you know, got lucky there.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did, because, you know, Ricky was also debating going down that weekend. She decided not to at the last second. And, you know, it's one of those things. You're right. I mean, in a way, I mean, the parks were packed that last day. I mean, the fireworks that last night were crazy. Like, you know, people were shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe a lot of people got sick. We just don't know. You know, they went back to, you know, Wichita, Kansas or Fargo, North Dakota and got sick. But I mean, I think that I heard a few reports of people getting, you know, like being traced back to the parks, but, you know, not on a huge scale. But again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how this works. I just want everybody to be healthy and everybody to have great vacations eventually. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if I could, and I know that you'd rather probably answer this question on Wednesday night, but I could at least throw it out to you.
Sure.
Because June is coming up and you're usually able to book the next year starting in June, I'm under the assumption we'll still have that capabilities. Go ahead.
No, let me just jump in there real quick. So what we can do at this point, and this is what you probably want to do, and they gave us this opportunity because of the situation that we're in currently with so many people having to reschedule vacations for 2021, we can rebook right now what are called basic packages. Okay, so let me explain what this is. So typically in June, we can book just a regular package vacation with your room, your tickets, your dining. You know, you can throw a memory maker on there, whatever package components you decide to build into your vacation. What we can do at this point, though, is build what's called a basic package for 2021 up to 499 days from today. That would be your checkout date. So your whole vacation has to fit within 499 days of that day, which I think is like mid-September right now. I always yell out to my Amazon device to tell me what day it is. But anyway, what we do is we build a basic package. And what it is, it's like a room-only reservation. It locks in your room. So your room is secured, but we can't add tickets, we can't add dining, we can't add any of those because Disney hasn't announced pricing for that yet. But the reason that's a good idea to do is because the only thing that has scarcity, the only thing that sells out are the resort rooms, right? They're not ever going to run out of tickets. That's just something they just sell. You know, they're going to have tickets. Right. They're going to have dining plans. They don't run out of dining plans. You know, so those things are fine. You can add those on once the packages are released, like hopefully in June or July of 2020 or this summer. But right now, you know, you can go ahead and just put down a $200 deposit, get your room locked in, and then not sweat it. You can just throw your tickets and dining or whatever on there down the road. No big deal. So that's what we can do at that point. But yeah, so go ahead if you have any other questions about that. It's weird, though, because they let us do that this year just because of the pandemic and so many adjustments.
Right. Well, I'm so used to, because we go to the fort, wait for that June capability and book that vacation. And to follow up with my question is, we want to hit Christmas time this year, and this will be in 2021. Mm-hmm. My thought is getting down there the first week of December to avoid schools out and things like that. Is that a good suggestion? It'll just be me and my wife for this trip.
Yeah, it's a good time to go. We used to have something called Reunion for one of the old WDW Today podcasts, the old one with the other guys. And I went down for that a couple of times, and that week is traditionally, now here's the only thing you'll run into, and it's not going to affect you, I don't think, at all, is that if you're looking to book that week, it's typically what's called Pop Warner Week, which is the like preteens and teenager football championships and cheerleading championships. So it's like, you know, like 8 to 14-year-olds playing football. We called it JFL here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We didn't have Pop Warner. But so you run into that. The only thing that would cause you any issues is if you want to stay at a value resort for that week, you want to book that ASAP as soon as you can at 499 days. Get that room because the values and the moderates sell out quick because there are a ton of families that go down for this event. Now, they don't bother you in the parks because they're over at Wide World of Sports playing football because it's a huge tournament. So they're spending most of their times over at Wide World of Sports. Doesn't affect the crowds in the parks much. But, I mean, they're not staying at the Grand Floridian with their football kids and their cheerleader daughters. You know, like, they're at All-Star Sports. They're at Pop Century. They're maybe at Riverside. So, yeah, get that room early as you can for that first week of December because they're hard to get later.
Well, for us, that's a fork trip. So,
you're good. Yeah, you're solid. Yeah, you're golden. Yeah, that's how you want to be.
Yeah. Very good. But first week of December is a good time for the Christmas parks and everything.
Great time. Great time. And God, Fort Wilderness is just so awesome that time of year. Oh, I love it.
That's what I heard.
Oh, it's so cool. I've run through there and seen all the deck. It's kind of a combination of It's a Wonderful Life and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation all in one. It's pretty sweet.
Well, I've told you before, the next time I'm down there, I hope you guys will join us for a cookout. I'll invite you every time I'm down there for that.
Yes, sir. We'll do it, man. That'd be right up my alley. I'd sure appreciate that.
And let me know when you want to do a park trip review. I'd be glad to do that with you. We talked about it before, but let me know how you want to do that sometime.
We will. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in. Don't be a stranger.
Yep, absolutely. Take care.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
That is awesome. Camping over at Fort Wilderness. I'd love to do that with like a fifth wheel or a motor home or something like that. That'd be so fun. How about you? I mean, would you... You know, camping at Fort Wilderness, would that be your jam? Would you avoid it? Do you have to be at the, do you have to have a food, like my wife says, a food court in an air-conditioned room? I don't know. I think it'd be fun, especially some of the, now, if you've never been to Fort Wilderness and gone through they're called the loops, where they have the parking spaces and the places for the tents. Some of these campers, guys, over at Fort Wilderness, they're like, rock star tour buses that are campers. And I don't think there's a whole lot of roughing it in those things. It seems like they're definitely air conditioned and heated and probably have, I don't know if they have a king size bed in them, probably a queen size bed, probably flat screen TVs. I don't know. I've never gone in them, but they seem to be pretty plush because I've seen some specials on the Travel Channel showing these conversion RVs that are pretty amazing. Also, one of the things, too, that you might want to consider doing when all this, again, this would not be social distancing. I didn't think about this. The Lizards, a couple of years ago, we all got together and we took wagon rides over at Fort Wilderness. We rented, I think it holds like 20, and we had to take three of them because there were like 60 of us. But we got a wagon ride, and it just a few horses hitched up to a wagon, and they... You know, rode us all around Fort Wilderness through the loops and, you know, in front of Pioneer Hall, and everybody's waving to us as they're walking to dinner for Trails End. It was awesome. I mean, that was a fun thing. And so if you have a group, that's definitely a fun group activity. It was very inexpensive. I mean, by the time we had like our 20 people per wagon, I think it ended up being like $7 a person, something like that. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun. I'll have to find some pictures and put those on Instagram. But yeah, Fort Wilderness is definitely a hidden gem. I don't think about it often. I think that's how a lot of Disney fans are. We don't think about Fort Wilderness often, but when you go over there, it's great. You know, catch the boat from the Magic Kingdom, go over to Fort Wilderness, have a meal at Trails End. Go. They have a great store over there too, across the way from Trails End. I enjoy that store because it has like camping supplies. I'm not a camper. I couldn't sleep in a tent right now if you paid me because of my back, even though I keep pretending like I want to go on Survivor still. Couldn't do it. I'm getting too old for that. But I love the vibe. It's the thing about Fort Wilderness is that it's so like, it feels like you're a million miles from anywhere, yet you're a short boat ride from the Magic Kingdom, which is probably the busiest theme park in the world. You're literally probably 3 miles as the crow flies from the Magic Kingdom. Yet it feels like you're 1,000 miles from civilization at Fort Wilderness. How they pull that off with just Bay Lake, it's pretty amazing. 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Give us a call here if you want to jump in. We got a couple minutes left in tonight's show. Alfred says he would need a cabin at Fort Wilderness. No tent for Alfred. Simon Cowell needs his cabin. And Jason also says that He'd like to check out the cabins. It's on his list. He also mentioned earlier, we're having the conversation about the small stuff around the parks. He said that he pushes his daughter around the parks in her wheelchair, and that kind of forces him to slow down, feed the ducks, sit on a bench, watch people go by. I'm telling you, it could be just that I'm getting old, but some of those are my favorite times. You know, I do love the e-ticket attractions. You know, I love going on Space Mountain. I love doing the Astro Orbiter. I love Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. But I also just love grabbing an ice cream sandwich and sitting on a bench. And, you know, as much as I like answering all your emails when I'm on vacation, it's awesome to not have a laptop to think about, to not have a cell phone to think about. I do tweet. I'm terrible. I'll probably Instagram that picture of that that ice cream sandwich. But I enjoy it. I enjoy life when I'm there. It's so fun. Wade says he likes camping at Wilderness Lodge. And I see that's how my wife rolls. Because, again, air conditioning in a food court. And you got, what's it called? Roaring Fork. I love Roaring Fork. Oh, so good. And eating at Fort Wilderness, of course, Trails End. And Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, which Alfred says is great. David says he's not even going to glamp, guys. He's serious. He just wants a full resort experience. Exactly. And from his avatar with his Eagles hat as he's sleeping on his hammock. Okay. Lawrence says he needs a bed, shower, and air conditioning minimum. I got it. Yeah, I mean, you're on vacation. That's right. That's right. Okay, let's see here. And yes, Andrew reminds us, because this is true, you can rent an RV. They'll just park it there, set it up, and leave it for you. I've seen a lot. There's a lot of companies that do that. And I've been tempted. I've been tempted to surprise my wife. She can probably hear me right now. But I think that might be a surprise she does not like. But I've actually had that pulled up more than once on my computer. I've researched the companies, and I saw one that I liked. It looked big. But then again, it's cool to surprise your wife, but you don't want to surprise her that much. So, yeah, one day maybe. Yeah, that'd be a good split stay. Do that for like a weekend. You know, get to grill. Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. You know, just ride a bike around the loops. I love that stuff. That'd be a good time. And Kathy says she'd love a couple of nights at Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge is one of my favorites. I've stayed there a few times. I love it over there. But right now, you can't do one of my favorite things at Wilderness Lodge, which is run from the lodge to Fort Wilderness on that path. God, I love that path. Running in the morning, you see, you'll see a lot of deer. You'll sometimes see like a beaver or some kind of like big rodent, like a raccoon or something. And it's just so peaceful running through the trees there. And you pop out at Fort Wilderness by the horses. Fly in here. Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, Melissa still got Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness to get on her list here. It's awesome. And Alfred says he cannot wait for Reflections, a DVC resort, to open up. I know it's going to be pretty interesting. It'll be pretty interesting to see what they do with the site because they haven't got much done. It's cleared right now, but I don't think they've gone vertical on the construction. I'm not positive on that, but I do not think. So here Jason says that that's very high on his list when it opens, Reflections. And let's see here. Heather Ann says David's wife, or she says herself, can rough it way better than he can. I'd tent camp at Fort Wilderness if I can be in Disney. A lot of us would be like that. Hey, Heather, are you you weren't the person who was on Discovery Island, right? And got chased off by the cops. No. Yes. That was kind of nuts. That's a hardcore Disney fan right there. Somebody's going to camp on Discovery Island with the Gators and go to jail. That's when you're taking your Disney fandom to the next level, people. All right, we're going to call it a night. It's been a lot of fun here on the Sunday Night Open Line. We'll be back again tomorrow, Monday. Pam and Ricky will be joining me. We'll be recording the podcast for the week at 5:45 Eastern, so drop on in. Tuesday night, we'll be back here. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, taking your calls. Wednesday night will be a trip report again at 7 o'clock Eastern. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four nights in a row, calls. All you guys will be hanging out again at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give me a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. We'll have conversations all week and have a great time. But as always, guys, I appreciate you hanging out with us. I appreciate you guys supporting us so very much. Just a kind word and, a retweet, a share, and just, it's being in on the conversation with you guys is so much fun. We're getting through this together 57 days in. We're killing it, guys. We're going to make it. We're doing a good job hanging out together. So everybody, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. One more time, everybody else, have a fun Sunday night. Have a relaxing Sunday night. Go eat some ice cream. Enjoy your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.